This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Life began as soon as you had a wet planet.
Given time, given a source of energy, it is inevitable.
The stabilizing mechanism, surface temperatures on Earth, will break down.
Warm, wet planet. Voice transmissions from a world in crisis.
The Earth is in motion. It's not static.
The Earth is convecting. It is mixing.
The Earth is a heat engine. It started off liquid, and it cooled down a bit, and it's kept, it has a liquid core, and it's kept liquid by the remnant radioactive materials which were formed when the planets first began to stick together about 4.5 billion years ago.
All kinds of volcanic eruptions. It's still a volatile world. It's all shifting.
I'm trying to give you a feeling for how dynamic the balance is of the surface on which we live.
Underground, the earth is moving, though we can't feel it, we can't prove it.
It almost looks as if the world had a sort of almost completely globe-encircling ocean. It was also very volcanic, just thousands of Hawaiis floating around in an ocean. Quite an exciting place.
Volcanoes blew up, the Earth was very active, lots of things happened right here, just 4 miles north of here. They spewed lava out down this way over an old seabed. Yeah, this is right out of the heart of the Earth. This is the original crust formation and the violence and the eruption and the twisting and volcanoes and plates shifting and continents moving. They're all moving apart still.
Continents gradually accumulate together to form large continental masses, but those masses seem to contain the seeds of their own destruction, so that after forming, those continents disintegrate after a few hundreds of millions of years and become dispersed, only to be reorganized again in another supercontinent.
Plates shifted and all that movement went on years ago. They've studied up to 4 different times that the plates have moved around in a rather rapid fashion and banged into another plate and crunched up mountain ranges.
These plates are all moving, and they're always moving. And they move, the speed at which they move is quite easily measurable by accurate survey systems. It's a few centimeters a year, but over 50 million years, that's a long way. Work it out.
It's not fast. Nothing on the Earth is very fast.
We've got about 3 inches a year on the ocean floors moving.
Slowly creeping while we're sleeping, the Earth is moving.
The seafloor is spreading apart, and we have underwater volcanoes, we have this rifting process, we have hot vents coming up as this magma comes up onto the seafloor and cools and becomes part of the plates.
The floors of the ocean are sinking down into the mantle. And when the ocean floor sinks into the mantle, the ocean floor heats up and releases water into the hot overlying mantle material, triggering melting. And so associated with each of the areas where the ocean floor is sinking, you get lines of volcanoes.
We have volcanoes in two belts in the world, all the way around the Pacific, a rim of fire from Kamchatka, down the west coast of North America, down the west coast of South America, round and of course in Southeast Asia and Japan. You've got these large volcanoes blowing off every now and again. You've got another belt running right around the world, a little bit north of the equator, which is the Alps, Himalayan, and down into Southeast Asia. These belts are also areas of high earthquake activity. Catastrophes happen all the time. Major earthquakes.
South America, Africa, India, Australia, and Antarctica, came together at the end of the Precambrian about 600 million years ago to form a large continental mass called Gondwanaland. About 300 million years ago, Gondwanaland collided with North America, which was at that time connected to Europe. When Gondwanaland and Laurasia collided together, that initiated the supercontinent of Pangaea, which became complete when the Eastern Asian continental masses of Siberia and the blocks of China and Southeast Asia came together. And Pangaea lasted more or less intact from around 300 million years ago until about 150 million years ago, when it started to disintegrate. And the process of disintegration of Pangaea basically involved the opening of the Atlantic, the present-day Atlantic.
I mean, the Atlantic is spreading about the rate at which your fingernails are growing.
The Atlantic is expanding. The Pacific is contracting. Mountains rising, fault lines cracking, waters rising, the earth is moving. Ancient forces, hidden precious, great rifts and tiny fissures, underground, the earth is
I'm not that educated, okay? So, like, geology or anthropology or would know all the other details. But now, they know, they study the plate tectonic and, you know, the switching of the poles and the earthquakes. You know, the tremors, all these things, why are these happening and all that. Okay, these were all predictions of our people a long time ago on what's going to happen. One of the things was, yes, you know, if you fool around with the earth, you know, she will fight back. She will strike back. But if you take care of the earth and leave things very natural, that the earth will last a very long, long time.
Warm, wet planet. Voice transmissions from a world in crisis captured by Earth Chronicle Productions. Catch another transmission next week at the same time.